The price tag for Florida's class size amendment is now at $34 billion. The state has spent that much since the measure was put into the Florida Constitution by voters back in 2002. Since that time, it's caused headaches for schools and districts which undergo the tricky task of trying to meet the standard. Now, state lawmakers are trying again to grant districts a little more wiggle room when it comes to class sizes. I'm Lynn Hatter. The legislature tried in 2010 to loosen the state's class size mandates by asking voters to change the Constitution, but the issue failed on the ballot. After that, they decided to go in legislatively, loosening requirements for charter schools alone. This year, Republican Representative Ralph Mazzullo wants to give that same flexibility to all schools.
So that should save our state a good bit of money. Plus, it would provide flexibility for the districts, the teachers, in planning their classes, and the students in their educational experience.
Current class size laws specify only 18 kids can be in each pre-kindergarten through third grade class. 22 kids can be in a fourth through eighth grade classroom. And there's a max of 25 kids per class in high school. It seems a reasonable expectation. But in reality, administrators often jump through hoops and hurdles to make the figures work, says Indian River School Board member Sean Frost.
They've responded in four basic ways. They paid the fine because it was less than the cost of staffing up at those levels. They performed the Herculean task of balancing these issues and overhiring.
And districts have often reclassified schools and classrooms to take advantage of exemptions. Meanwhile, the state has often tinkered with the law. It's reduced the types of classrooms that fall under the amendment and reduced penalties and fines. Studies from organizations like the Brookings Institution have found class sizes have little impact on student performance. That's a point noted by Frost, who also represents the conservative Florida Coalition of School Board Members.
It was not necessarily based. The literature does not support that that it results in better outcomes. It does, you know, it does make sense on a common sense level. However, you have to think about how districts have responded.
But Democratic Representative Joseph Abruzzo worries trying to work around an established constitutional mandate could lead to more problems than fixes. Abruzzo also worries there's not enough support for the measure in the Senate.
Your Senate sponsor has four stops, and it has not even been agendaed, has not been heard. So the chances, although it could happen, are probably not likely this year. And I'm not comfortable voting yes on changing the voters' intent without some more information.
Still, Representative Mazzullo argues now is the time to be bold.
Within the parameters of the law, we need to come up with ideas that work better for our state, provide more flexibility for our schools, to unleash and actually release the power that's in the school system.
In 2015, the State Board of Education made a pitch for changing class sizes that went nowhere. And in the past, organizations like the State Teachers Union have viewed efforts to change the law as a way for the legislature to take money away from public schools. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.